Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, April 21st. Big news yesterday, burger chain Shake Shack is returning its $10 million PPP loan. The PPP, of course, is short for the Payment Protection Program. That's part of the federal government's CARES Act. It was touted as a bailout for small business. The low-interest loans are forgivable if at least three-quarters of the money is used to keep workers on payroll. But a number of large publicly traded companies, including a certain Shake Shack, managed to get multi-million dollar loans before the program ran out of funds last Thursday. That angered millions of owners of considerably smaller businesses who were locked out of the program. Here's what happened. The PPP was intended for businesses with fewer than 500 employees, the Small Business Administration's definition of small business. But it included a clause that allowed companies with multiple locations to apply as long as there were fewer than 500 workers at each location. Shake Shack is a public company employing 8,000 people across close to 200 stores in the U.S. It's valued at $1.7 billion, according to Forbes. But fewer than 45 people make burgers and fries at any single Shake Shack store. That's far below the PPP's single location cap. When the program was announced, the company had already furloughed or laid off about 1,000 workers. So Shake Shack applied for the PPP, and it turns out they weren't the only multi-million dollar company to do so. Other applicants included Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, a $300 million cruise line, and a $400 million data storage company. And that's created a big problem for small businesses. According to Bloomberg, 2% of the firms approved for loans got 30% of the total funds. Solopreneurs and small businesses faced with the prospect of going out of business permanently were furious to learn that more than a dozen public companies with revenues greater than $100 million had received portions of the funds, leaving little for them, according to Bloomberg. For instance, Ruth's Chris employs almost 6,000 people. Its sales topped $500 million last year. It received $20 million in PPP money. $400 million Potbelly Corporation, a chain of sandwich shops, also employs 6,000 people. It received $10 million in the low-interest funds, Bloomberg said. But Shake Shack has since apologized for applying for the loan. In an open letter Sunday, owner Danny Meyer and CEO Randy Garuti said the PPP's initial guidance was confusing. They wrote, quoting here, "The best chance of keeping our teams working off the unemployment line and hiring back our furloughed and laid off employees would be to apply now and hope things would be clarified in time," close quote. They were losing more than $1 million a week at that time. Last week, the company was able to sell equity on the public market and raise $150 million. As a result, Meyer and Garuti decided to return their PPP funds, quoting again, "so that those restaurants who need it most can get it now," they said in a statement. They acknowledged their good fortune in having access to other funds and said, "Until every restaurant that needs it has had the same opportunity to receive assistance, we're returning ours." Well, responses ran the gamut from laudatory to highly critical. Some observers praised owner Danny Meyer as noble and pledged to be lifelong customers. Others were livid, saying the restaurant chain should never have applied in the first place. It'll take time to see whether public opinion will tilt toward Shake Shack or against it. However, the company's actions received a hearty congratulations in one place. By Monday evening, its stock was up 7%. In contrast, Ruth's Chris fell 7%. Potbelly's was also down. By yesterday afternoon, no other major restaurant chains or public companies had stepped forward to follow Shake Shack's lead. And as the government nears an agreement to provide another $300 billion in small business loans, there's a lot of talk about putting in more requirements to ensure Main Street businesses get a bigger share of those small business funds. But a recent SEC filing showed that the largest Burger King franchisor in the country plans to apply for PPP money. Carrols Restaurant Group owns more than 1,000 Burger King franchises and 65 Popeyes restaurants. Last year, Carrols had sales of almost $1.5 billion, according to BuzzFeed. There's a lot of money in those Whoppers and a lot of red tape in this program. So whether very small businesses will be any happier with the second round of funding than the first, well, we'll have to keep you posted. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. What's the state of your business? Which industry do you want to know more about? Write us at bwd@wondery.com. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.